Okay, so this one's called Brando. It's ridiculous. But how are you going to be named Greg Rich and not be a total asshole? Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive my poem here for this slip into eminence. Proper names are obviously meaningless, like paintings and optimism. Upchuck cruciform fruit squash. Nash paprika disco failed. This is a poem for the human mic. Psych. This poem greets that device like Kermit the Frog watching Reagan give a speech. Speaking of fascists, this miserable junior high school teacher, Greg Rich, tried to torment me by calling me Brando. The amputation of a final N, whose substitutability, after all, equates me with one of the world's most beautiful studs. Yelling, Stella! At a wrecked bus. Totally putting butter on your butt. Pure optimism. Like cutting off a pinky and thinking, like, oh, well, I've got 9 more. Because I'm better at life than Rimbaud, I get to go to the swimming hole with my friends and drink sparkling Vouvray, surrounded by sandy tweens and no snakes. No mic checks. No end to the Vouvray. And we all preened on this big rock in the middle of the river, perched on a stone, like washed by Vouvray. Kind of like Brando, you know? It was glamorous in a way that Greg Rich could never know, or anybody named anything even like Greg Rich. So what if ash sifts all over the tweens and proper names are suddenly meaningful? So the banks bloom. So my union bucks.